What's up, Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Cleveland, Ohio, on the commute. Today is June 15th, halfway through June, halfway through the year, 2021. So no more excuses. Pandemic is over. Most people are vaccinated. Masks are off in Ohio. Business is booming. Not really, because inflation is starting to rear its ugly head. Two reasons, in my opinion. Again, I'm not a financial advisor or analyst or whatever, but I just see what I see. And because there's so much stimulus money in the system, and people can claim unemployment till the end of the year, not many people want to go back to work. So businesses that have demand for tourism or summer activities or just plain activities now that everything is open can't hire people because they want to stay on unemployment and they're getting their stimulus money. So they have to pay $20 an hour. And I'm not trying to get political here, but this sounds like a perfect scenario for the Democratic Party or whoever, the left or whatever you want to call it, that supports raising the minimum wage. Isn't that convenient? Businesses are forced to increase the minimum wage, but, you know, in my opinion, that's an artificial increase due to inflation, not real value. So what is that going to do to our economy? My opinion, it's going to weaken it. You just can't print money without anything, any value or production behind it. And, people are still demanding the same things, but because manufacturers can't manufacture enough, or we can't get the services we need because there's not enough workers to service those services or to work those services, then we have to pay more because they have to pay who is currently working more to compete with stimulus money and unemployment. So that's my two cents. But how does that affect real estate? Obviously, that's going to affect real estate prices. I've been working nonstop since the pandemic. Did take some business stimulus money, but not more than I needed. And now they're saying that, you know, families with children especially are getting more stimulus money throughout the year. So who knows? We're going to see how this affects our economy. It may reduce the heat in the real estate market. A lot of people aren't selling. People are starting to wait to buy their homes because everything is too expensive. We may see an adjustment. So get ready out there, investors. Like if an adjustment happens, which I think it will in the next 6 months, then stay tuned. And interest rates will have to go up to curb inflation. There's an election coming up this year for Senate seats and congressional seats. So we'll see what happens. Very interesting how that all affects things. We're playing around with crypto, but that's gambling in my opinion. But still, I would recommend investing something to diversify your portfolio in crypto. Obviously, we want you to invest in real estate as well. That's why we're here. But in an overall portfolio perspective, that's what I'm doing. So take it with a grain of salt. So what's going on with FAST? We've got two pretty heavy hitters from Forest City Enterprises that joined our ranks on the commercial side. So we're actually meeting today to strategize on our plans for going after more commercial business and, you know, the smaller, what I call smaller deals, million to $10 million type deals, both investment, development, and property management and other real estate services representing buyers and sellers on the brokerage side. So we are also minority business enterprise certified, so we can also go after that business. So we're excited about utilizing that certification. I believe we are the only minority business enterprise certified commercial brokerage in the state of Ohio. Somebody can check me on that. You can always contact me on Instagram at MikeMendoza216, or you can call me, text me directly on my cell phone, 440-941-3692, or email mmendoza@fass-res.com. So you can get a hold of me. I'm not hiding anywhere. I'm looking to connect with you. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Connect with me on Instagram at MikeMendoza216. I'm on Facebook as Doza Group Real Estate, and also as Mike Mendoza. I'm out there. Come find me. Would love to connect with you. Most of the activity, we're getting into new territory, and I wanted to address, this notion of people say fake it till you make it, and I don't really believe in that. I'm open and honest with the audience, saying that you're on a journey. I'm learning this as I go. I'm not faking anything. I disclose that we do have a lot of experience, but we also have a lot to learn. Now with the additions to our office from Forest City, then we lean on them for their knowledge and expertise. But we're growing. You're along the ride with us, but at the same time, we're confident that we can provide these services. So it's not about fake it till you make it. It's do it, just do it. Use the Nike slogan and branding to get in the game. So we're nobody is born a developer. No one is, starts investing in real estate. You have to start at square one, start where you're at, and then just continue to build and improve every day, increase your knowledge, increase your network, and continue to build on your business in any way that you can. So whether that's knowledge, whether that's networking, whether that's experience, just get in there and always be honest with people. And I think people will appreciate the honesty. If you're not going to fake that, if this is your first time doing the deal of that magnitude or that type of property, then, you just have to be honest. And then hopefully they will hire you or utilize your services based on your honesty and your work ethic. And we always have somebody that we can lean on, that we can consult to bring in. So I think most people don't really care that you have the experience, because they can't afford the big companies normally, they just want to work with somebody that they trust, know, and like. So, so that's my advice for today. Don't fake it till you make it. Always disclose your true place in the ecosystem, and I think people will appreciate that. But at the same time, don't let that stop you from doing. If you want to be a developer, then go do development. It sounds that simple, but it is that simple. Go do something. Go join somebody. Ask somebody who's doing it to intern for them for free, or observe them or shadow them or ask for a mentor. And you're doing it. You can't just jump into it. I mean, I guess you can. If you want to invest a lot of money, time and effort to learn on your own, but everybody knows that probably is a longer road than if you were to hang on the coattails of somebody who's experienced and willing to show you the ropes and who's made the mistakes and can guide you. And then from there, once you start learning things, then you can start making your own decisions based on your own experience and your own observations of the marketplace. So with that, I will let you go, but we will keep you updated on new projects, investment offerings. So just give us a call Chances are we do it, or we can point you in the right direction as far as real estate investment development services go. So I will talk to you soon. Just keep thinking, keep learning, but most importantly, just keep doing.